Listening test. Lesson: Hassan's attendance problem. You will listen to an audio and answer the questions as you listen. Before you listen to the audio, please read questions 1 to 5. Now, listen to the audio and answer the questions.
For many years now, I have been teaching computer science to students studying for their masters in computer applications at a college in Bangalore. I have interacted with many students, and though it is not possible to remember all of them now, the memories of some are etched in my head. That is not because they were all brilliant, but rather because something in them was very different from the others. In my first batch, there was a very bright boy called Hassan. He was tall, handsome, with a very good memory. He came from an affluent family where he was the only son. Initially, I did not come to know of his existence at all, mainly because he was hardly ever present. I normally take the first class of the day, which is scheduled at 9 a.m., or the one after that at 10 a.m. I prefer this time as this is when students are fresh and very attentive. Once in a while, Hassan would turn up, particularly if there was a class test or during examinations. I met him more often for attendance shortage meetings. He would beg for attendance in such a manner that it was very difficult for me to say no. Sometimes I would get upset and tell him, "No, I can't give you attendance. There should be discipline."
This is the end of section 1. Please check your answers. Section 2. You will listen to a conversation between two friends, Yashvir and Pankaj, and answer the questions as you listen. Before you listen to the audio, please read questions 6 to 10. Now, listen to the audio.
"Good evening, Pankaj. Where are you going?"
"Oh, I'm going to the club, Yashvir."
"What do you do there?"
"I play tennis with my friend Rajat."
"Do you play tennis every day?"
"Yes, I play tennis from 4 to 6 in the evening every day."
"Okay, that's good. But I have never ever played tennis."
"Don't you play any game, Yashvir?"
"Oh, I do. I play cricket and football to keep my body healthy and fit. Sometimes I also go cycling to my cousin's house, which makes about 25 kilometers for the round trip."
"I surely believe games are essential for good health."
"You are right, Pankaj. Games take care of our physical health as well as our mental health."
"True. It is rightly said that a healthy mind resides in a healthy body."
"But some people do not realize the importance of outdoor games, nor they believe in doing exercise."
"Well, that's the reason why they suffer from one or the other ailment."
"You are absolutely right. I think games should be made compulsory for the students."
"I agree. Games will not only keep them healthy, but will make them disciplined also."
"Yes, games should be an integral part of our school curriculum."
"May I take your leave now? I'm getting late for my game of tennis."
"Oh, sure. See you again."
"Bye-bye. It was nice talking to you, Yashvir.
This is the end of the listening test. Please check your answers.